Well, is it 2:30? I don't have a watch. I've got my music on my phone. Is it time to start?
It is 2:30.
Okay. All right. Well, good to have you guys with us again today. And I'm sure there'll be some people that may trickle in, but let me open us with a word of prayer and then we'll jump right in. So, Father, thank you for just modern technology that allows us to come together from different parts of the state and even possibly the country and focus our time and our attention together on you and on things about you. So I pray that you'll guide our conversation today, that the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, the concepts that are presented would serve to encourage and spur us on in our faith journey and our walk with you. We just invite you into this time and commit it to you now in Christ's name. Amen. Well, what I'm going to do today, I think some of you were on about a month and a half ago, and I spoke on the concept of prayer, and I shared the acronym ACTS, A-C-T-S, which is just a model for how to pray. And ACTS was adoration, confession, thanksgiving, and supplication. And it was just a pattern that we can draw from different prayers within Scripture as to how to pray. I'm reminded in all of the Gospels that the disciples were intrigued by Jesus's prayer life, and they often ask him, "Lord, teach us how to pray." And so what I wanted to do today is I want to kind of teach you all, if you've never done this before, another tool for prayer to enhance our prayer lives. We're encouraged to pray according to the will of God and to pray, you know, what's on his heart. And the best way to do that is to actually pray his words back to him or to pray scripture. And I've found out that a lot of people have never really practiced that or understood how to do that. And so what I wanted to do today is I want to talk to you about how do you pray scripture, and I want to model it for you. I often do this in a small group, but by Zoom, it's going to be a little bit hard and disjointed. So I'm just going to be the one that prays today, but I'm going to show you how it's done by doing it for you. And then just encourage you either by yourself, the way I'm getting ready to do it, or in a small group with, another group or just another person, your spouse or a friend. This is a way that you can pray God's word back to him. We're going to pray through, or I'm going to pray through the 23rd Psalm today, which is a scripture that I'm sure you've all are familiar with. And the way you do it is if you're doing it in a group, the whoever goes first, they read a verse and then they prayerfully respond to that verse. And when they're done, the next person reads verse 2 and they respond. And then the next person reads verse 3 and they respond. And you keep going around until you finish the psalm. So today I'm going to pray the 23rd psalm, showing you how it's done. So it starts like this: "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want." Father, we thank you that you are the good shepherd, and that your word tells us that you are our shepherd, that you watch over us, that you protect us, that you provide for us. Thank you that we don't lack anything or any good thing as we walk with you. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. Father, thank you that oftentimes I don't stop and take a break when I need to. But I thank you that you love me too much to let me get away with that, and you will make me lay down in green pastures. Thank you that you provide safe places for me to rest and to experience refreshment and nourishment. Thank you that you do lead beside quiet waters, that though we live in a hostile and at times volatile world, that there are safe places that you lead us to that we can go. And the safest place is simply to be still in your presence. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Father, thank you that you are concerned for and about my soul. And when my soul is weary or frazzled, you offer comfort and healing. I thank you that you provide restoration. I thank you that you've given me your word. And as I read and study your word, that I can see the paths that I can and should be taking, and that you lead me on those paths for your name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Father, thank you that though we live in a hostile world, that and even though we live in a time where there is a physical ending to our life, we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we don't have to fear. There's nothing to fear because you are with us. Thank you that you comfort us, that you guide us, that you direct us, that you lead us with your word and with the counsel of other people. I thank you that you've given us everything we need, and I pray that I would learn to lean on and accept the things that you've provided. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Father, thank you that we know from your word that we will sit in victory in the presence of our enemy. And whether that is our real enemy, the devil himself, or whether that happens to be people that we see as obstacles in our lives, Lord, I thank you that you promise that we are going to be able to sit peacefully in their presence and feast without fear of them or any repercussions from them. Surely goodness and love follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Father, we just thank you that you are good. There is none like you, and that your goodness just invades our very being. Lord, there's nowhere we can go that your love and your goodness is not present and available for us. They follow us all the days of our lives, the days that we wake up and we can tangibly feel and experience it, and days that we wake up and we're not sure if it's even there, that in both situations, Lord, your goodness and your love follow us and are with us. And I thank you for the promise that we will dwell in your presence in the house of the Lord all the days of our life here on earth and then for eternity when we pass. Lord, thank you for this psalm. Thank you for the promises that are found in this psalm. Thank you for the comfort that comes from reading and praying this psalm. And we just thank you for this time now in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, a few people came in probably right in the middle there, but basically what I was doing was I was modeling how to pray through a psalm or pray through scripture.